This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today we're talking about a fascinating phenomenon. Celebrities have been doing it for years, and so are many Canadians. It's called egg freezing, and freezing your eggs has become increasingly popular in recent years as it opens up the possibility of conceiving later on and preserving your younger, healthier eggs to use in later years. So today we're looking at why Canadian women more than ever before are freezing their eggs to preserve their fertility for the future. Many of these women desperately want to have children someday, but have not found the right partner and maybe don't have any immediate prospects. They really want to be mothers, but they know that their time is running out. So freezing your eggs is like an insurance policy and a great thing to have that you can use to preserve your fertility. Many other Canadian women want more time to establish their careers, or maybe they are facing a medical procedure or a condition that might be impacting their fertility. So freezing your eggs is an option that might help you realize your dream of motherhood when you're ready. The biggest factor in freezing your eggs is usually a woman's biological clock. So to find out who's a good candidate for freezing their eggs, you'll need to know what's the right age to freeze them, what is involved, how much does it cost, and what are the biggest factors to consider when making this decision. To help unpack all of this for us today is leading reproductive endocrinologist and fertility specialist, Dr. Clifford Liebrack with the Create Fertility Center in Toronto. He will be here to tell us all about when to do it, how to do it, and to determine if you're a good candidate for freezing your eggs. As well, later on in the program, we'll have two personal stories. One is a woman who is in the process of freezing her eggs at age 37 and has always wanted to have a baby since she was a little girl. The second story is about a woman who is a television reporter who shall remain anonymous, and she will share her story and her struggle for the last 6 years to freeze her eggs and achieve her dream of having a baby. Also later on in the program, talented singer and musical theater performer Lily Liebrack will sing us out of the show with a gorgeous song that she sang recently at a concert in New York City. But first, before we meet him, let me tell you a little bit more about renowned and leading fertility specialist, Dr. Clifford Liebrack. So meet Dr. Liebrack. He is a trailblazer in reproductive endocrinology and infertility, REI. From his foundational training at the University of Toronto and USCF, the University of California, San Francisco, to establishing Toronto's renowned Create Fertility Center and all of its multiple locations, Dr. Liebrack has dedicated his career to advancing fertility treatment and research. His pioneering work in IVF, surrogacy, and embryo implantation continues to shape the field of reproductive medicine in Canada and worldwide. With over 150 peer-reviewed publications and countless contributions to clinical research, Dr. Liebrack's impact is both profound and far-reaching. Dr. Liebrack has made significant contributions to current fertility practice in Canada and internationally. He has served on provincial and national committees for the development of standards for the practice of REI all across the country. Dr. Liebrack is also a past president of the Canadian Fertility and Andrology Society, CFAS. So on a recent post, here's just some comments from some of Dr. Liebrack's patients that include things like this. Our fave doctor. The absolute best. Dr. L goes above and beyond for his patients in every single way. Cannot thank him enough for his help. Such a kind person. He was amazing during my transfer this past Sunday. Such an amazing human and specialist. Forever grateful for you and your team, Dr. Liebrack, and my personal favorite, absolute legend. So glad I got to learn from the best. Dr. Liebrack, what a delight to have you here today. Welcome back to Finding Your Bliss.
Thank you so much. What an amazing introduction. I hope I can live up to that. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Dr. Lee Brack, celebrities like Kourtney Kardashian, Kristen Stewart, Priyanka Chopra, Emma Roberts, Chrissy Teigen, Amy Schumer, and Courtney Cox have all done it. They've all frozen their eggs. What exactly is egg freezing?
So I am so excited about this area. I've been doing this in this field for almost 30 years now. And it was really a dream to be able to do this in the past, but the technology wasn't there for it. And it was very poor in years gone by. But now the technology has improved so much that we can do this. And we can actually freeze people's eggs at any age, and we can keep them frozen for as long as we need to before they're going to have children. So I think it's really such an opportunity for women to have this ability to freeze their eggs.
It's really incredible stuff. You know, there's an amazing story that always pops into my mind. And I believe this person was a patient at Create of yours. So I know of a woman who hadn't met anyone, was in her early 30s, and she started panicking that she would run out of time. And then someone suggested that she freeze her eggs, and she did exactly that. And then 10 years later, she met the love of her life. They got married, and she used those younger frozen eggs to have a baby. This is a very common story. And I know that you see many of these people in your clinic, the Create Fertility Center. I understand that the biggest factor in freezing your eggs is usually a woman's biological clock. What are some of the other reasons that women freeze their eggs?
So, of course, that's a very important one. People, you know, women now, they want to establish their career. They want to really be able to establish themselves at their work. And so they're not ready to have children. And I think for them, it's an amazing opportunity to do that and still keep their ability to have their fertility preserved for the future. And now, you know, there's many companies out there that are recognizing that this is important for the women that work in their organization, and they're actually paying for them or covering their costs.
I know this is the case at Facebook, and this is the case at Google and at Microsoft. It's an amazing thing. And it's a great thing to ask your company, if they're not already doing it, to consider doing it. That's such amazing stuff. The technology has really evolved and really changed dramatically when it comes to freezing eggs. Can you tell us a little bit about where it started from probably a much more primitive place to how it's evolved to where it is today?
So eggs are the largest cell in the body. And they have a lot of water in them because they're so large. And when we tried to freeze them, they would form ice crystals because of the amount of water in the egg. And so we used to do all these, you know, manipulations with big, huge machines and tried to freeze eggs, and we got very, very poor results. But a new technology was developed called vitrification, which is a rapid freeze of the eggs into a glass-like state. And it allows the eggs to thaw out, and the survival rate is huge. And now we do that for embryos as well. And it's really revolutionized the ability to cryopreserve or freeze eggs or embryos for the future, as well as sperm.
Wow, that's incredible. How long can you keep your eggs frozen?
That's a great question. Well, we don't know because it's only been estimated, but people have estimated that it's 10,000 years. So I don't think we'll ever find that out, but that's the estimate that you can keep things frozen that long.
That's incredible. Can you tell us a little bit about the technology for how you freeze your eggs? I know you've touched on it, but what does this technology look like? Can you paint us a picture?
Well, we extract the eggs and then they go to a laboratory, our IVF laboratory. We have incredible people that work in there, and they mix the eggs with certain types of cryopreserving, you know, fluids that make the eggs have the ability to freeze them. And then it's just a rapid plunge of the eggs into liquid nitrogen, which is very cold, and it keeps the embryos preserved indefinitely.
That's incredible. Is there any pain associated with harvesting your eggs during the procedure for the women? And we're going to go into the procedure in a moment, but just, is there any pain? Like, does it hurt? I just spoke to a patient who said no, but I'm curious to hear from you.
Well, I'm very generous with medications to give for sedation. We use conscious sedation, which is used for many things like colonoscopies and other sort of minor procedures. And the patients really do very well with it. And they really don't have any memory. It sort of has a bit of a memory loss of the procedure. So they wake up and say, Dr. Liebrach, when are you going to start? And we've already finished the procedure.
That's fantastic. How long does it take? Because one of the patients was saying it can be up to 2 weeks. You sort of have to reserve the time. Can you tell us a little bit about when you want to harvest your eggs and go through all of this? How long should you give yourself to go through this procedure?
So great question. So what we do is we start off usually at the time someone has their period, just a couple days after they come to the clinic. And then over a period of 9 to 11 days, not every day, they come in, you know, say after 3 days, after four, after two. So we have to monitor them. And once we get to a point where the eggs are ripe and ready or mature, we call it, then we have a trigger shot that happens at night. And 2 days later, the eggs are harvested from the woman. And that's done under that sedation, as I mentioned. And what we actually do is we put a needle into the ovaries and we just aspirate or suck out the fluid from the follicles or egg sacs that they're in. And then that fluid is that brought to the lab just beside our operating room. And they fish out the eggs from that under the microscope. And that's how we do it. It's as simple as that.
That's incredible. I'm sure a lot of women who are listening and who are wondering about this for their children or their grandchildren or whoever, at what age should women start considering freezing their eggs? What is the optimal age?
Well, you know, the optimal age is as young as possible, but a teenager is not going to think about freezing their eggs, obviously. So it's really when you sort of got to a point where you say, you know, I really want children and right now I'm not in a relationship, or we don't know where it's going to go, and I want to build up my career. So we're really talking about in your 30s, your like late 20s or early 30s would be an ideal time to do it. When you start getting into the late 30s, the chances are lower of success, and the number of eggs that you produce are less, and the number of abnormal eggs are higher. So it's sort of a double whammy that you, as you get older, you have less eggs, and more of them are abnormal, so the quality goes down with age.
Right. And I also want to ask you, I get the feeling from talking to these patients, sometimes it's a good idea to do more than one cycle of this. What is the reason for that? Like you do it, but then you do it again. Is this just to up your chances of having a positive outcome?
Yeah. If you don't make enough eggs in a cycle to really give you that really good chance of having a baby in the future, then sometimes you have to collect more eggs. But if you can collect more eggs and do that, then you have an even better chance of having a baby or a family in the future.
I read in doing my research that there's a blood test called the AMH or the anti-Mullerian hormone. And it's a very important test for fertility and for assessing people who want to freeze their eggs. Can you tell us more and what is involved in testing your AMH levels?
You know, I remember days when we didn't have that test, and it has changed so much in our field. Because we can assess people, you know, who are having trouble getting pregnant with a partner. But for these women, we can actually test their ovarian reserve. And it tells us whether they're going to be able to make enough eggs in one cycle versus having to have more cycles to produce eggs. And it's really a quantitative test. Like it tells you about the quantity of the eggs that you're going to have, or it doesn't really tell you the actual number, but it gives you a range as to what you're expecting.
That's fantastic. And this test, my understanding from my research, is like $100. Like it's such a moot point. And what a great test to take to figure out where you're at and really get started properly.
Yeah, and I do recommend it, Judy, to do it. You know, for many women, they can do it at any age. You know, when you're in your 20s, find out what your ovarian reserve is, because sometimes it might be lower than you think. And then maybe you'd want to freeze your eggs earlier. So you can kind of preempt that. A lot of family doctors can order it. It's a very easy thing to get done. Unfortunately, it's not covered in Ontario and in our province, but it's like $100 and change, something like that, for most people to do. So I think it's worth considering it when you're thinking about your future fertility.
Mm-hmm. So we know now that sometimes it's important to freeze more than one batch of eggs to have a better chance to have a family. I wanted to also understand, Dr. Liebrach, what is the difference between freezing eggs and embryos?
So the difference is that when the eggs are harvested, if someone has a partner or they decide to use donor sperm from a sperm bank, then we can fertilize those eggs at that time. And that's really in vitro fertilization. That's fertilizing outside the body, which is what that means. And then we can grow those fertilized eggs into embryos Usually it's about a 5 to 7 day period in an incubator, and then we can freeze the embryos for that particular person. So some people will do this where they freeze embryos and they're not ready to have children. They have a partner, but they want to freeze their embryos now so that when they do want to have children together, they can use them at that time.
And also by doing this, my understanding is you can also test whether these embryos are normal or not by doing genetic testing on each. And that's a very good thing to do. So you know if they're viable and if they're going to be the right kind of embryos that you need, right? So that's part of that procedure as well.
That's right. When you freeze them, you can test them.
Dr. Liebreich, let's say you're ready to use your eggs. You're ready. You've met the guy, you've met the person, or you've decided just to go ahead and do it. What is the next step? What do you do?
Okay, so usually you either have a partner or you decide, you know what, it's not working out. I would like to do this on my own. I still want children. And you use a sperm donor. So those are the two sort of situations where that might happen. And what we do is we then thaw the eggs in the laboratory. Some of the eggs will survive, some won't. That it's not 100% survival, but it's quite high. And then we fertilize them with the sperm from the partner or the sperm bank. And not every egg will fertilize. Some will, some won't. And then we grow those ones that do fertilize to the embryo, which is about a 5 to 7 day period, becomes something called a blastocyst. And that some of the embryos that will fertilize, will make it to a blastocyst. So that's really important to understand that there is an attrition. Just because you have 20 eggs doesn't mean you're going to get 20 embryos. And also, not only that, but we need to know what age the person was when they froze the eggs, and we'll know what percentage to expect of them being normal. And we can genetically test them to see if they're normal and only put normal embryos inside the uterus to have a baby. So these are the sort of steps that are involved, but it's important to understand that there is an attrition and that not every egg will make an embryo, and the number of normal embryos will depend on the age of the person when they froze the eggs. Hence why age is so critical in this process.
So, but this all happens when the person, the woman decides, I am ready to forge ahead. I have the partner and I want to have a baby using these eggs that I froze 10 years before or whenever it was. And or no, that hasn't happened, but I want to have the baby anyway. But you get that call from the patient, and from then you can make it happen.
And you know, they may have already met someone that had a child naturally, but now they're 42 or 43 or older and they have these 33-year-old eggs that they can go back to and use, even though they're at that age, it's very difficult to have another child. So it might be for a second or third child.
That's so amazing. So that's so interesting. I never thought of that before. And can you just also just speak to the idea of how the younger eggs are so much better? I remember you once explained that to me, that a 40-year-old's eggs are 40 years old. They're actually 40 years old, yeah, as opposed to a 20-year-old's egg. So having those eggs from your 30s, what does that do for you and for your fertility outcome?
As you get older, and many people might not understand this, but as you get past in your early 30s, and then when you get to your 35 and older, there's a rapid decline in the quantity and the quality of your eggs. Quality means what percentage of them are going to be normal. So the earlier you do this, the better your chances. I'm not saying a 35 or 38-year-old can't do it. They're just going to have less eggs often and less normal eggs. So they just have to do sometimes more cycles, as we talked about.
So I think you've sort of touched on this, just painting us a picture of you have this operation, you're sedated, what's involved. How long does it take? How long, you know, how long is all of this take? Like, so the person comes in to the operating room in your clinic, and from start to finish, how long does it take?
So it's about 2 weeks to get ready for the eggs to be harvested. And then we basically do the procedure in 10 or 15 minutes for most cases, and they're frozen, and that's pretty well it. And if they want to do another cycle, they can come on the next period, and then they can go ahead and do that.
That's amazing. What is the success rate for freezing your eggs? I guess it's different in every case, but...
Yeah, so it's really dependent. And again, it always comes down to infertility age, you know, because the younger you do this, the more chance your eggs are going to be normal. And so your success is going to be higher. But even if you're 35, 38 years old, if you freeze enough eggs, then you're still going to have a great chance. This is all down to probability, the percentage. So if you make embryos when you're 33, 40% will be abnormal. When you're 35, it's 50. Then at 40, you're 70% of your embryos are abnormal. So you have to make a lot more eggs to get good embryos.
Right, right. And I know, so in doing my research, it was so interesting to see the numbers in the U.S. and the numbers in Canada when it comes to cost. So I read that in the U.S., it can cost upwards of $40,000 to freeze your eggs. And in Canada, that number is significantly lower. My understanding is that it costs approximately $8,000 to $9,000 to freeze your eggs. So I wanted to know, does that include drugs? And can you just talk about how come it's so affordable in Canada versus in the U.S. and in other countries?
Yeah, I mean, obviously our dollar is better than the U.S. dollar. And so that helps a lot with the cost. If you have a drug plan with your work, that can be an incredible advantage because you have to add on about $4,000 to $6,000 of medication costs to that cost. And that's in, you know, Canadian dollars anyway. So yeah, it is a lot less expensive in Canada, and I think it makes it more affordable. And you know, in the new year, there's a possibility in Ontario anyway that they're going to have a tax credit. So it may help a lot with, you know, deducting some of your costs from your income tax.
That's incredible. I bet a lot of Americans, have you seen a lot of American patients come here because it's so much more affordable to do it in Canada than it is in the US?
Absolutely. We're seeing more and more because you're right. It's so expensive down there to do it. And in Canada, it's way, way less expensive. Mm.
In my research, I heard about a lot of people who didn't freeze their eggs and wish they had known about it earlier. In fact, one of the patients that's going to be on the program today talked about how her aunt at, you know, at age 60 said, boy, I wish I could have frozen my eggs. Maybe they didn't have the technology at the time, but she wishes that she had had this. Can you speak to this?
I think that's kind of one of the most important things we're talking about today. And that is people need to be aware that they can do this. You know, I did a study once in high school students to understand their knowledge of fertility, and it wasn't very good. And they actually changed the curriculum in the Toronto area because of what we discovered. And I think now egg freezing is another area. They need to, they should know about it when they're young because they may get to that point. I mean, I know teenagers are more concerned about not getting pregnant, but, you know, in the future, they want a family. And so if they can learn about it that early, it's amazing. I think that all of the people that do it, they tell everybody, do this, you know, their friends, their family members.
Yes.
And I think doctors need to also be very aware of this and family doctors that see these people and tell them about it because it's just an amazing technology.
Absolutely. Well, one of the patients that we're going to be hearing from soon, Kelly actually mentioned that she has told a lot of friends about it because it's been such a great thing and she wants to sort of spread the, you know, the word and help other people. So I picture Dr. Liebrack at Create Fertility, hundreds of unfertilized human eggs nesting in cold nitrogen liquid. For many, those eggs could fulfill someone's dreams of parenthood for years to come. There are so many inspiring stories of women who were able to freeze their eggs at Create Fertility. And stats, you know, statistics have shown that egg freezing has soared in the last decade. So for those of you just tuning in right now, this procedure that we're referring to is where a person's eggs, a woman's eggs, are extracted from their ovaries, frozen and stored, which allows someone to press pause on parenthood for sometimes decades until they feel they are ready to conceive. And so I'm just wondering now, we've got some wonderful people coming up and they're going to be sharing their stories. And I'm going to tell you all about this. Dr. Liebrack, you must hear so many wonderful stories about happy women who finally are able to have a child. We're going to hear about some of those stories from actual patients of Dr. Liebrack's very soon. Right now, we're going to go on a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hear some of these stories. We're going to meet a patient of Dr. Liebrack's who's in the process of freezing her eggs with dreams of having a baby one day. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. And we've been talking all about egg freezing today with Dr. Clifford Liebrack from the CREATE Fertility Center in Toronto. And we're about to meet a patient of Dr. Liebrack's. Her name is Natalie, and she's already undergone one egg freezing procedure, and she is currently undergoing her second one right now. Natalie, welcome to Finding Your Bliss. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Natalie, you always loved dolls. I could so relate to this because I did as well. And you loved playing with them, and you always knew that you wanted to be a mother. Can you tell us more about your journey to having a baby?
To be honest, once I finished my playing with dolls as a child, I kind of put it on the back burner for a while, but it's always been in the back of my mind. And so, you know, I pursued my career. I did some travel, had my education. And now at 37, I am looking for a partner. And while I do that, you know, time's ticking. So I decided to look into egg freezing to secure having the option to have a baby in the future.
Of course. And you talked to me in our pre-interview about your aunt, who at 61 said she regretted not freezing her eggs when she was younger. And maybe they didn't have the technology at that time. It wasn't as advanced as it is now. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us more about your aunt and what she said to you and what inspired you to actually consider freezing your eggs and just go for it?
Yeah, to be honest, I think she's the only person who's said something or mentioned something to me about egg freezing. And it was just that was, you know, at the age of 61 now, she looks back and she regrets not doing it herself. So she mentioned it to me when I was about 30. So it stuck with me, and that's where the idea came from. And I'm happy she passed that on to me.
Can you share with us, for women who are listening to this who are in the same position, maybe they're in their 30s and they haven't met that partner yet, and they don't see it happening in the next year or 2 years, and they want to consider this. Can you take them through what you have personally experienced thus far? I know you've done 2 egg freezing cycles to date. Can you just describe for us what's involved, what happens, and just take us a little bit through the process?
Sure. When I first started, I knew nothing about anything, but knowledge is power. I looked into it a little bit. I did a little bit of research. But really, once I started is when I realized that it's really not as daunting as it sounds. Mm-hmm. What is involved is, you know, finding the right clinic, finding the right doctor, going through some testing to see where you're at eligibility-wise. And then, you know, once that's established, you know, you can start the process at any time. And it involves going for check-ins to do testing in a 2-week. It's approximately a 2-week process. And then just following instructions, giving injections to yourself.
Wow.
For me, at least once a day. And that's about it. And when doctor says it's ready to go, you go in for retrieval and it's done before you know it. So
wow.
It's pretty straightforward.
Is it painful? Like, does it hurt to do any of this? Is it, you know, like, can you describe what it feels like?
There's, you know, perhaps some uncomfortable aspect to it. There's some bloating. There's, you know, hormones going into you, so you're not really sure what you're going to feel. I personally have not really had any negative side effects, any pain. No, I have to say I'm happy to say that it's been a pretty smooth process.
Wow. Do you feel empowered taking your own fertility into your own hands, as it were?
Very much. It's something that it feels like a big weight off my chest. It does make me feel very empowered that no matter what happens, I have the option to have a child, possibly more than one child in the future, with or without a partner. So I think it's pretty amazing.
That's so cool. What is it like working with Dr. Liebreich? Like, what's that process been like for you?
He's just a very knowledgeable, seems very down to earth, nice doctor, answers all your questions. It's been a pleasure, really.
That's amazing. What are your next steps?
Well, I'm just about to finish my second round this week. And next steps after that, maybe take a little vacation to celebrate.
Nice.
And get back to life. Yeah.
I really want to wish you so much good luck on this journey. And I pray for you that you have a positive outcome. And I somehow feel like you will. And I pray that you do. There's a question we ask everyone at the end of their interview. So, of course, we're going to ask it to you as well. What is bliss for Natalie right now?
I would say right now, bliss for me is the idea of hope and possibility. Mm-hmm. You know, sort of that quiet joy and peace that comes with knowing that I'm giving myself the chance to pursue the future that I desire. That's bliss.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you very, very much, Natalie. And we really all wish you the best of luck on your journey to motherhood and to finding the perfect partner too. And I really pray for you that all those things that happen, let's manifest it right now.
Yes, thank you.
So that was Natalie, your patient, Dr. Liebreich. Any comments about her case and what you'd like to share about her journey?
You know, she's a lovely person, and it's been such a pleasure being her doctor. And I think she's very typical, you know, that she's someone who, you know, would love to have family, and she just doesn't have a partner now, and she wants to do this in the future. So I commend her, and it's amazing that her aunt actually gave her the idea. Someone who didn't have children their whole life and they're 60 years old and they wish somehow they would have been able to have children. So I just think that's an incredible story, and but it's very typical of what we see.
That's incredible. Up next, we have another incredible story. Kelly is a 36-year-old Canadian journalist living in New York City. She's a reporter in the city. She comes from a large family, and she's always wanted children of her own, but found out several years ago about health issues she has that may impact that journey. This is why she has had 5 egg freezing rounds and 1 canceled round in the last 5 years. We're going to roll that clip right now of Kelly. Kelly, so great to have you here. Thank you so much for doing this. We so appreciate it. I know you began freezing your eggs 6 years ago at the Create Fertility Center. Can you tell us what brought you there and what really inspired you to do this?
Yeah, so I was in my early 30s and I always knew that I wanted to have children, but it wasn't really something that was on my mind. In fact, I come from a really big family and I'm one of several children. I have several siblings, and my mom actually had my brother, the little one, at 44. So fertility was never really something. Fertility was actually seen as something maybe taken for granted in my immediate family, because I had so many siblings. And like I said, my mom had a successful pregnancy at 44. But I was in my early 30s and I was experiencing some health symptoms. They weren't that serious, but I was experiencing bloating and having to go to the bathroom a lot. I was very healthy at the time, but I started going to several different GPs, maybe 5 or 6 I went to, complaining about, you know, I think I'm gaining weight, or I'm bloated, or I have to go to the bathroom all the time. And everybody told me that I was fine and they would do my blood work and send me home. Everything was coming back normal. Finally, I was about to move to New York and I had a doctor sort of listen to my concerns and for the first time said, well, why don't we do an ultrasound? Mm-hmm. They did an ultrasound and subsequently an MRI, and they found a tumor in my abdomen that was the size, I think it was 20 centimeters.
Wow.
So it was almost the size of a football, they said to me after. I found out after. It was a dermoid. So it was benign, but it needed to come out. Yeah. So my doctor at the time, I was about to move to New York City, and he said to me, we're going to schedule you to come back and we will do this surgery. And it was supposed to be laparoscopic. I was supposed to be an hour in and out. And it ended up being a much larger surgery, much more invasive. And as a result of that, I lost an ovary. I lost an ovary, and I was told that my tubes were fine, both of my fallopian tubes were okay, and I still had a left ovary. So I left the surgery thinking a couple months went by, I thought I was totally okay. And then it was only after a couple months when I went for some routine fertility testing, because it had sort of sparked something in me where a doctor said, your AMH is extremely, extremely low. It's of the level of somebody in their 40s, you should consider egg freezing.
Wow.
And at that time, I started to get more workups done. And as a result of those workups, we determined, and a subsequent surgery, we determined that my fallopian tubes had been destroyed in that first surgery. And there was a ton of scarring as well. So I didn't really have much of an option. It was sort of like, if you want to have kids, you know, your tubes are not working and you have one ovary and your AMH or your egg count appears to be very low for your age as a result. So in my early 30s, I was told that, you know, having a child biologically would be probably very difficult for me, at least naturally. And so that's when I started the journey of doing egg freezing.
And so I have to ask you the question about Dr. Liebrack. So you are working with Dr. Clifford Liebrack at the Create Fertility Center. Can you tell us about your experience working with him?
Yeah, the experience has been amazing. He's renowned in the field, obviously, and he specializes in women that have diminished ovarian reserve. So like myself, which basically means I have a diminished reserve. I have fewer eggs than somebody at my age would have. And so it's been great to be with somebody who is so thorough, who's so precise. And Create, it's one of the reasons, I mean, there's a few reasons that it's such a popular clinic and so busy. I think one of the big reasons is the lab. They have a world-renowned lab, which is so important when it comes to cryopreservation, but also because of Dr. Liebrack himself and the ability to get to see your doctor when you go. If you want to see your doctor, every appointment you go, you get to see him. He gives you all of the attention in the world. He makes you feel incredibly special and important. And his skill is also unmatched. I mean, I've had some retrievals with him and some retrievals without him. And the retrievals with him have always resulted in way better. And I know it's because of his skill level. And so if it's not too much to say, I'll say I had a retrieval with him yesterday. And I went into it knowing it's going to go as well as it can go because I have the best doctor in the country. So I really, truly feel that.
Wow, that's so nice to hear you say that. And I always say about Dr. Liebrack, I think he's brilliant and benevolent too. The two B's, you know, I think that's a pretty good combination. Yeah. What are your next steps, Kelly? What do you do now?
That's a great question. I think for me, because several rounds, and Dr. Liebrack will talk more about this, because I've done several rounds, I have a good amount of eggs put away that have been preserved, but it's hard to know their quality until they're created into embryos. So my next steps would be a conversation with Dr. Liebrack about, all right, I have this many eggs. We don't know their quality. Should I be doing another round? And I should mention to your listeners, the reason I've had to do so many rounds is because I have a diminished reserve. So every round I've gotten fewer than maybe somebody who doesn't, has both ovaries working or who has more of a reserve. I mean, it's different for everybody, but the reason I have to do so many is because it takes me more rounds to get the same amount that maybe another woman would get at my age. But now that I have a good amount put away, I have to decide with him about whether I should be doing more rounds or if this is okay for now and I can sort of take a break for a while.
Well, I'm wishing you so much luck on this journey. And really, I have a good feeling and I hope that you'll let me know when you have a positive outcome. And I think that you will. And I just want to ask you a question that we ask everyone on the show. So of course, I'm going to ask it to you as well. What is bliss for Kelly?
So that's a great question. I would say what bliss is really does tie into this fertility journey for me. I think bliss is when you are able to find peace in your life in whatever way that is. And so one of the reasons I wanted to do this interview is because, you know, people who may be listening might think, oh, she has unlimited amount of money or unlimited amount of resources to be doing all these rounds. I really don't. It's just been because it's a real priority in my life. I've always had a feeling that this was important to me and I needed to do something for myself to, there's so much in life we can't control. And this was one, and I cannot control whether I'm going to have a biological baby or not, but I needed to know that I have to know that I've done enough to give myself the chance and that will bring me bliss and bring me peace. So if down the road, I'm not successful in having a biological baby, at least I know I've done everything I can. So I've put a lot of my resources towards it and my time and my energy, and my money, but that is bliss for me, is like really just taking control of your own life and saying, that, you know, I try to be the heroine of my life and not the victim.
Nice.
I didn't choose for these to be my circumstances, but I'm going to do what I can so that down the road I can have some bliss that I tried everything I could do.
Wow. Well, I tell you, I think you're a person, without knowing you that well, that really has a lot of grace and grit. And that's really what you need. And I want to thank you again for being a guest on the show today. And we really are all wishing you the best of luck on your journey. And I really hope that you have a very successful outcome. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. We're going to go on a short commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap things up by talking to Dr. Liebrach again. And we'll also have a special surprise. Singing us out of the show is talented singer and musical theater performer, Lily Liebrach. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Everyone, we're back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio AM 740. And just before the break, we talked to two of Dr. Clifford Liebrach's patients from the CREATE Fertility Center in Toronto. He's here to wrap things up, and also singing us out of the show today will be the beautiful and talented Lily Liebrach. So Dr. Liebrach, that was your patient, Kelly, and what a lovely woman, and what an incredible story. Any thoughts on next steps for her and any comments on her story?
Well, I have to tell you, it's so heartwarming, you know, to hear her and talk about her story. I mean, we've had conversations over, but this just was so lovely. All the wonderful words she said about me, and I appreciate so much. But she's such an amazing person, and she, this is a priority for her, that she wants to have children. And I hope, God willing, that I'll be able to help her find that bliss and ultimately have a child or more than one child, and that it will change her life completely. And whenever I help people have children that have struggled so much to have children, I ask them, you know, I think your life has changed a little bit. They go, oh my God, Dr. Liebrach, it's like night and day.
Anything more about her case? Like, I think she was curious to hear your comments on next steps and what, you know, what you're sort of thinking about all of this.
Yeah. So what we want to do is look at how old she was each time she made her eggs, try to estimate probability of those eggs making an embryo and, you know, and then a normal embryo, because of course, as you get older, more of your eggs are abnormal. And I think if we do that, we're going to be able to really have a very good estimate of whether she has enough eggs to now stop and just sit back and wait till she's ready to have children.
That's great. Well, I wish her the best of luck as well, and really hope that things work out beautifully in her favor. So we've heard all of these stories, and I guess I want to ask you, what is the most important thing that people have to know or consider when it comes to egg freezing?
So I think the most important thing really is, you know, what is your goal in terms of having a family? How important is it to you to have that option of having a family in the future? And I think you need to think about it, you know, as young as you can to be able to do this so you have the best chance of it being successful. And I think it's so important for, you know, this show that you're doing now, and just, we want to get it out there that you need to think about doing this, even as young as high school. And I would love to change the curriculum in some of the high schools around the world and to tell people that this exists so that they can think about it in the future.
That's amazing. Do you have a story that stands out? I know we heard these two wonderful stories, but a story about the success rate, a story that you know from your own experience as someone who was able to have a child because of this process and what that was like for you to witness.
I mean, there are so many stories. It's incredible. I think about one woman who had a disability. I won't talk about what her disability was, but, you know, she just felt like, will I ever have children? Will I ever meet somebody? And she froze her eggs, and we did very well with that. And maybe 5 or 6 years later, she came back and said, Dr. Liebreich, I found somebody. I want to have a family now. It's so emotional to think about her case. And she was able to be successful and had a beautiful child. And I thought that was just incredible.
That's so incredible. What do you love about you? Is this one of the things that you do? I've never asked you this, but I have to tell the audience right now that I do know Dr. Liebreich. This is not just an interview for the first time, but I've never asked you this question before, which is this one of your favorite parts of your practice, doing this egg freezing? Because I feel like it's so incredible, the technology, how it's advanced, and what you can actually accomplish.
Well, I love everything I do. They always say, if you love what you do, you never work a day of your life. And I feel that way all the time. But, you know, this has changed a lot in what we do. And I'm so happy I can offer this to patients to be able to do this and really change their life in the future and be able to, you know, pursue their career. Or if they have a medical problem, that they can do this and be able to deal with that problem and later on have their children. So it's opened up so much for us to be able to help people in my field. And I'm just so happy the technology came about. When I heard about this technology for the first time, I thought, oh my God, this is going to change everything we do.
So let's say someone is listening today, a mother or a grandmother or a young woman herself. What can they do? Like, what are the next steps that they can take in order to make this happen? Where do they start?
Well, they can, first of all, if they're a grandmother, obviously tell the person that they've heard this about in their family or friend or whoever it is, you know, to think about doing this and really pursue it and learn more about it. And they can make an appointment at our clinic, and we would love to, you know, consult with them. They may not be ready to freeze their eggs. They may want to think about it. Maybe they, you know, might have a partner coming up soon. But at least contemplate doing this and think about it and get a consultation and learn more about your own risk and your own chances of having children this way. Because that, we talked about that AMH test, the anti-Müllerian hormone. Find out what your ovarian reserve is. And if it's low, like Kelly said, she was so smart. She thought, oh my God, my reserve is like a 40-year-old. I better start doing this. Mm-hmm. And so she took it upon herself to start. And it's really hopefully going to make such a difference in her life.
That's incredible. So somebody wants to do it. What's the best thing that they should do? Go onto the website, like just take people through the steps if they want to call and start freezing their eggs or help someone in their family freeze their eggs.
Easy. Just, you know, get your family doctor or any doctor to refer you to us to Create Fertility Center. And our website's www.createivf.com. And you can make an appointment and we'll be happy to talk to you. We have amazing nurse practitioners that will do a lot of intake for people that do this to make it as quick as possible. So we really want to, if you want to do it, you want to do it. So we want to try and get people in as quickly as possible. And we're actually going to be expanding the program over the next year or two. So it's really important to get an appointment.
Off the top of the show, I talked about some of the celebrities who've done this, people like Khloe Kardashian and Amy Schumer. And I even read that Celine Dion evidently froze her eggs years before. Anything about celebrities that you want to add that you've heard about?
No, I'm just glad that they're advertising this and are telling other people, like people that are well known, you know. That's amazing that they do that. So it's really great that they're willing to talk about themselves, you know, on media.
That sort of leads into my next question, which is, let's say you have a child naturally and you never need to use those frozen eggs. You have them, but you actually never have to use them. What can you do with them? There's lots of different suggestions, I think, of what you can do with those eggs so they don't get wasted.
So, you know, we talked about this being an insurance policy that you've frozen your eggs and it's insurance. You don't, maybe your life will change and you'll meet somebody and you'll have babies naturally and you'll say, you know what, I froze my eggs, but you know, when I have my family, I'm complete. What do I do with those eggs? Well, there's a few things you can do. One, you can just discard them, of course, because they're your own biological material. you can actually donate them to research to help mankind, you know, to help us learn more about how we can improve the technology that we already have. And then you can even donate them to the clinic so that somebody else that didn't do this or that needs eggs because they just were born without eggs, for example, could use them to have a family of their own. And that can be either anonymously, so if you don't want the person to know who you are, you can do that. Or you can do a known donation where you'll meet somebody who uses those eggs, or even you can do it to a friend or family member. There's so many things that you could do with those eggs. I mean, it's just, you can help so many people because you were smart enough to do it. Even though you may not have used them, you still can help somebody have a family. And we've had more and more people do that.
That's such a lovely idea. That's so outward focused, and you're really helping somebody else find their bliss when you've already found yours. And that, of course, leads me to one of our favorite questions. I've asked you this question before. What is bliss these days for Dr. Liebrach?
Well, there's no coincidence that we have the same last name. We are husband and wife. Somebody didn't guess that already. And of course, I always say that the host of this program is my bliss, but I also have to add in our family, our son and daughter, and we have a grandchild who has become part of that amazing bliss of our family. So that, I have to say, those are, I would say, top. But again, my work is also a bliss for me because I can help so many people and look back on what I've done and be able to, and into the future and what I can achieve in the work I do.
I have to say, I know I may sound biased, but I'm not, because this came from some of the comments from your own patients and your own, the testimonials of your own patients. You really are a fertility legend in this country, and it's always delightful to have you on this program. What is the best way for people to contact you, Dr. Liebrach, connect with you on social media and on your website, etc.?
I mean, it's very easy. You could have your doctor refer to the Create Fertility Center. It's very easy to do. You can inquire on your own. Just get, we usually need a referral, but we don't have to, where a doctor sends your information. But we're open to people just coming on their own and wanting to freeze their eggs, and we'll be happy to help you in any way we can.
So if they want to go on Instagram, it's Create Fertility on Instagram. If they want to go to the website, what is the website address again?
www.createivf.com.
That sounds fantastic. And do you also want to mention, people, if you want to call the old-fashioned phone call?
Yeah, they can call 416-323-7727. They can ask for the particular doctor they would like to see, or a general mailbox, and leave their name and phone number, and we'll be able to contact them.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Liebrach, for being on the show again today. And I'm going to ask you to do something. This may surprise you, but we might have a little time at the end of the show for another little surprise. And I know that that's also your bliss. So I'm going to ask you to throw to our daughter, Lily Liebrach, who is living in New York City and who's a singer and a musical theater performer. And I'm going to ask you to throw to her because she's going to be singing us out of the show today. So I'm going to give this to you.
And now, the incredible Lily Liebrach, who you can find her at lilyliebrach.com, easy. And she's going to perform for us today. And I am so proud of her and what she's achieved.
That's so wonderful. Thank you very, very much. And now, without further ado, here is talented singer and musical theater performer Lily Liebrach singing Home by Maury Yeston from the musical Phantom. Let's all have a listen.
Father said I would know the things.
Oh my God, that was so beautiful, Lily. Thank you so much for singing us out of the show today. That was absolutely gorgeous. Each week we spotlight a singer, songwriter, or musician on the show. If you're a singer, please reach out to us. And if you're an author, artist, yoga, meditation, or mindfulness expert, or really anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we would love to hear from you. Also, what did you love about today's show? Are there any guests or topics you'd like us to feature on Finding Your Bliss? Just write to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. For those of you who don't know, I'm also the Bliss Coach. That means I help you get connected to your bliss and get connected to your passion and purpose, find clarity and get unstuck. Just reach out to me at findingyourbliss.com/coaching. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. And all you have to do is search up Judy Liebrack. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I would love to thank our wonderful guest, Dr. Clifford Liebrack, for being on the show today. Also, thank you to Natalie and Kelly for sharing their personal stories. And a big thank you as well to singer and musical theater performer, Lily Liebrack. As well, a special thanks to Meg Ruffman, Siobhan Kylie, associate producer Eva Shabbatai and Olivia Vigiani, audio engineer Juliana Yanisiello, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrack, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.